We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From Learfield, it's time for the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with more than 45 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wildcat Podcast. I'm Wyatt Thompson with longtime partner Stan Weber. K-State basketball and football, the topics on the show today. Our program, as always, brought to you by BriggsAuto.com, by the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. Stan, we, I think, pretty much have to start with football, with the way the Wildcats closed the regular season on Saturday with an unbelievable 20-19 come-from-behind win against Iowa State. Just under 14 minutes to go, the Cats had done almost nothing offensively. They were down 19-7, and yet Bill Snyder and the crew somehow, some way, found a way to win the game.
Yes, 100 yards of total offense or less in three plus quarters. Not too good for K-State, but how about 170 yards after that and two long drives and the winning play with no time left on the clock. When K-State line left right at the goal line, I said, well, at least they got two chances here. I don't know what the odds are, but you got to say 50-50 or better. But Skylar Thompson scrambled around so long that all that time ran out, and it had to be that play that worked. And fortunately for K-State, Zuber was in the back of the end zone, caught the football, and K-State had another miracle win over Iowa State. You got to feel bad for the Cyclones. They have a good team. They've had a great season, but 10 years in a row, K-State finds a way to win, and it's been in crazy fashion in so many of them. And here is another one to the lore, a freshman quarterback winning. And what's amazing about Skylar Thompson is that that's the second time in three starts that he's brought the K-State Wildcats back from double-digit deficits in the fourth quarter. So the kid's a very good player. The team is coming around. It's taken a long time, Wyatt. It has been a struggle this year, but they're starting to play better. Still not perfect. I think they could be a better team in the bowl game. But when people thought maybe they had no chance of making a bowl with five wins and heading to number 10 Oklahoma State, they are sitting now with two straight wins, 7-5, and these are quality opponents they beat. Oklahoma State on the road and Iowa State. Congratulations to the K-State football team. I don't know how Bill Snyder does it, but it's a never-say-die attitude, and it works well.
Yeah, just so steady and such a grinder is Bill Snyder, and Kansas State wins an unbelievable game. You played the position of quarterback, so I've been asked a lot about Skylar Thompson. Sometimes I struggle to explain why he's doing this and how he's doing this. You have a lot better feel probably for that than most. Kind of give us a sense of how he's getting this done. He just kind of seems to be a playmaking kind of guy.
He really is, Wyatt, but I want to go into one specific microcosm of a viewplane here because I think it's important. My daughter, Mackenzie, plays volleyball for K-State. She asked me right after the game, Dad, why didn't we pass the ball more? Why can't we pass the ball more like we did in the last quarter? And I thought, you know, that's the number one question asked out there from the media to Bill Snyder and everything else. And sure, Coach Snyder said, hey, I think we need to throw the ball more. And we know all that. That's fine. But I do want to point something out, Wyatt, in that Skylar Thompson, in his interview with us in postgame, if you listen to what he said and then you understand a little bit more that I'm going to explain about the position, I think you'll really have a little bit better understanding. He said when he's scrambling and moving around like you so often do, we get flushed out of the pocket because no one's open immediately, especially against a good pass defense or great pass defense like Iowa State. He said when he gets flushed in the pocket that if there's any chance that there's negativity or a possibility of a turnover, he's not going to throw it. He also said it happens fast, okay? So that's Skylar Thompson talking to us in postgame, Wyatt, and he talked about that. Now, you take that mindset, and it's a little bit like Alex Smith sometimes with the Kansas City Chiefs people talk about, you know, avoiding a mistake. It's so critical. And when you're young, Wyatt, you really do want to avoid those mistakes. You've been taught turnovers can kill your team. And when you look at different viewpoints out there, when you look at settings where guys are moving fast, rushers are coming at you, linebackers are moving, where are the safeties, where are my receivers, who's open, a lot of times you'll just say, I'm not going to put the ball in harm's way, okay? But what changes? When you get to the end of the ball game, Wyatt, and you're behind, you don't think about the negativity anymore. You've got to fit the ball in places. And anytime you think there's any chance that there's an opening against Iowa State, you throw the ball and you get the ball downfield. Because if you don't, your team loses. So you see, it changes completely from sure. If the game's up in the air and I make a mistake, I'm going to lose this thing versus I've got to make a play. It frees your mind up. I don't know if that makes sense, Wyatt, but Skylar Thompson in the last quarter when he's down by double digits or has to make a drive, it actually frees your mind up to be aggressive, take chances, and you know what? You get a confidence. I, unfortunately, in the games that I played, only had two games that were decided by 7 points or less in my whole career, okay, as a starter. You know, we were either better or we weren't good enough in every one of those games. But in the games that I had a chance to play in a close game, against Oklahoma State, they're a very good team against Jimmy Johnson, and I was in my second start at K-State, and we had to go 78 yards to try to get a winning touchdown, and we did it. Now, I'm not a very good passer, but I threw the ball on almost every down and threw it well to get us down the field against Oklahoma State. How did that happen? Well, I've asked myself that question many times because I think it's applicable to a young quarterback like Skylar Thompson. And on that last drive, Wyatt, I said I have nothing to lose. I wasn't worried about interception. I wasn't worried about what kind of passer I was. I saw something that gave us a chance, and I said, we've got to complete this pass. And I fired the ball with confidence, and we drove the ball down the field and scored a touchdown. So I really do feel like listening to Skylar talk about it, avoiding risk during the game versus what you'll do at the end of the ball game and what I've experienced, I really believe that that aggressiveness that he's able to turn on at that point brings out his best. Now what we want to do is have Coach Snyder find a balance and get his confidence level up where he is seeing things accurately and he can throw the ball more effectively, take good risks, and move the ball downfield in a passing game earlier in the game because you don't want to sit there with 100 yards of total offense. But hopefully that explains it. Skylar Thompson is a very smart, good, young quarterback who is more aggressive when he has to be to win a game. So he did that. Now, overall, what I like about him, Wyatt, so much is that he's doing everything for the right reason. It's not an ego thing. It's not that type A swagger of a quarterback wanting to be the big man on campus. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's a lot of guys who dream of saying, I want to be the quarterback of the football team on that campus. But that's not what Skylar Thompson's about. Every player on the team knows he's a lot like Colin Klein, being coached by Colin Klein, wired like Colin Klein. He just wants to win. He wants to make everyone else around him better. And he has great arm ability. He has a knack for throwing the football. He's not a bad runner. He's a great athlete. And I think this is important. I want to point this out. I love great athletes, not just football players, but a guy who can go out and play great basketball, who can think on his feet and play other sports. That's the guy Skylar Thompson is. And fortunately, with the knowledge that we get being around the team from players to coaches all the way through the program, I feel very comfortable saying and in our interview as well in postgame with Skyler, you can tell that this guy is about making K-State the best they possibly can be. You can play the position well, Wyatt, and just take care of your job. But when you want more than that, when you can take care of your job and you're a winner, but you're more interested in what the whole team does, offense, defense, coaches, players, special teams, leadership, that makes you magical, and everyone plays a little bit better around you. I'll throw out one more, Wyatt. My philosophy about quarterbacking, when I teach young kids about quarterbacking, I tell them there are 11 players on the field. Everyone wants to talk about the quarterback, but really, really all you are is a jockey on the horse. The other 10 guys are the horse. All you are is the jockey trying to maximize their abilities. For you to be the best quarterback, really what you want to do is have those 10 guys play a little bit better with a little more purpose, a little more confidence. If all 10 of those guys play a little bit better when you're in the huddle playing with them or on the field than they would otherwise, then you become a successful quarterback and maybe even great. Your magic is making them better. And that's what Skylar Thompson's able to do. Peyton Manning's been able to do it. Tom Brady. You know, those guys are great quarterbacks, Wyatt. But what really is magical is they have it in a 10 times manner. The other 10 guys play harder and believe. And that's what excites me about this team now and in the future, Wyatt. He really is a great future for K-State football because the other guys around him, even the defenders, are going to play better with Skylar Thompson leading them. And K-State fans may say, well, you know, are you sure about that? And I'll go back and watch the 2011 tapes and the 2012 tapes of Colin Klein. Mm-hmm. We've experienced it, Wyatt, when everyone rallies because they believe so much in the person that's a quarterback.
Well, that's great work there. And you mentioned defenders, and I think we have to mention this because as good as the offense was and as good as Skyler was in the fourth quarter, K-State got to the fourth quarter and was still hanging around in the game because they were shorthanded defensively, no DJ Reed, no Kendall Adams, no A.J. Parker, and yet guys like Jonathan Durham and Eli Walker and others really stood up and battled and battled. Coach Snyder said after the game, the job that Jonathan Durham did competing with Lazard was terrific, and I thought he was right on point. That was huge.
Yeah, Jonathan Durham deserves a lot of credit because he's really been working more as a nickelback this year. And that's a different, you know, you're covering the slot. You have different responsibilities. You're in coordination with the safeties and linebackers more than when they put you out at the cornerback position. But here he was against the best receiver in the Big 12 conference and a dominant NFL-type player in Alan Lazard, who not only knows how to run routes beautifully, the quarterback was looking his way, which is really stinks when you're the defensive back, when the quarterback really wants to throw that person a ball. And he's 6'5", so he's always open. And you're new to the position, getting your first start out there. I mean, all the things were going against K-State in that realm, and yet they held up just fine. And they hold Iowa State to less than 20 points when it's all said and done. So you really point out something important, Wyatt. Tom Hayes is a defensive coordinator and a secondary coach, coaching those guys up. But this is a classic Bill Snyderism. K-State had two of the amazing wins when you think about Bill Snyder's recent era, when you think about Bill Snyder's 26 years. These are two giant, significant, unbelievable wins. And you say, DJ Reed, your best player, hasn't played in those two games? And then A.J. Parker's in for one and gets hurt and is not available for the next, and then you're hurting in secondary. Yep. Against an Iowa State team, Wyatt, that not only knows how to win and has that star receiver, guess what? They have the greatest passing game in Iowa State history. They throw the ball, and yet K-State was able to withstand that. Pretty amazing. I mean, I don't know. The magic of Bill Snyder is in multitudes, but one of the things that I really have always respected is he never, ever focuses in or does his staff or the players on who's not available, and they defy odds. When I heard that DJ Reed was not going to play against Oklahoma State, against Mason Rudolph, and that James Washington, and you're going, DJ Reed's not going to be out there, and A.J. Parker's going to have to play, you know, the young kid, you know, whoa. The chances of K-State winning went from being a what? Almost a 20-point underdog to, if everyone knew what was going on, it'd be even less of a chance K-State's going to win. And all they did was win the game and then come back and they lose A.J. Parker. It's amazing that Coach Snyder doesn't look at the glass half full or completely empty. Even if you see no moisture in the glass, he goes, I think we're going to get a great drink of water. Here, just give me that glass. And I don't know how he does it, but that confidence and that belief of we can win this game, that's all we're focused on this day, this week, is really amazing. And we've seen it in spades, Wyatt. This last 2 weeks, K-State had zero momentum, damaging injuries at the spots they really couldn't afford to have them. Third-string quarterback, freshman playing, and K-State's yet able to win two gigantic games. It's just such a testament to what Bill Snyder is doing, what he has done, and how the players and coaches adapt to what they're being taught by Coach Snyder.
We remind you that the Wildcat Podcast for the week is brought to you by Briggs, the official Wildcat Podcast presented by Briggs.com, BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices, they always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. By the K-State Superstore, customize your game day experience by shopping online at kstatesuperstore.com. K-State Superstore, official retailers of K-State Athletics. And by Kansas Land Tire, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Up next for the Wildcats, a bowl game, and Stan will know this weekend. And boy, is that Big 12 championship game going to lead us into Sunday to find out the destination for virtually everybody. Let's talk about that matchup a moment. Do you see TCU having a shot in this game? How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, TCU does have a shot just because that's football, and they know how to play good defense, and Gary Patterson has awesome tape for his players to learn from, and they're a smart veteran group. So if you're getting ready for Oklahoma, it's one thing to study other games that other teams play, but there's nothing like watching a game that you actually played in. And that's why in the NFL, when in the divisional play, that teams often split. The teams learn about each other, they react and adjust, and then they bounce back and can make it harder the next game. So Oklahoma's the better team. The Big 12, from a college football playoff perspective, needs them to win. But, TCU could easily make this a fight. And Oklahoma's not a flawless team. They're not great on defense. And if Gary Patterson can figure out a few things on the defensive side, I think he can make it close. And we know there have been some unbelievable upsets in Big 12 championship games. And so I think TCU does have a chance. I still favor Oklahoma because Baker Mayfield has so far earned my first place Heisman vote, and no one slowed him down yet this year other than, I guess, KU's guy slowed him down a little bit by getting him suspended for the first part of the next game. But other than that, Baker Mayfield probably just a little too good.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the maybe three or four possibilities for K-State. Do you have a scenario where you think this bowl A is the best case scenario?
I do not have a best case scenario for K-State. In other words, I'm not rooting for one bowl over the other. There are trade-offs in each. For instance, you might say it'd be nice for K-State to go play in the baseball stadium in Arizona. I think Coach Snyder always enjoys going to Arizona. You get treated very well. The bowl's run by the same people that run the Fiesta Bowl, I believe. Mm-hmm. The weather's nice, so practice is even better. You know, you can get some bad weather if you go to Dallas or if you go over to Memphis. But it's on December 26th, so I can't put that in as my favorite one because it's going to be hard for K-State fans to get their travel schedules and Christmas and all that. So, you know, December 26th bowl versus a December 30th bowl in Memphis, there's trade-offs there. But no perfect scenario. And a lot of possibilities. The first thing you got to factor in, Wyatt, is that if you're in the top 11 or 12 in the college football final playoff poll on Sunday, you don't go to the Big 12 bowls. You go to the New Year's Six. If TCU and Oklahoma, in some fashion, for instance, if TCU wins, probably both teams will be taken out of the rotation of the Big 12. If TCU loses and it's a close game, depending on what happened, they still might be in there. If they're number 11 or better, possibly even number 12, they would go to that bowl game. And that means that when you go and make your selection, you start at the Alamo Bowl, they're going to take the Alamo Bowl and the Florida Bowl are first two picks. If TCU is not in the top 11 or 12, they lose and they're not, then you pretty easily say Oklahoma State and TCU take those two bowls and you move on. But if TCU gets pulled up, then you say OSU goes to the Alamo Bowl, and actually the bowl in Orlando, Florida becomes available. And who do they want? And it's a hard choice. West Virginia is the furthest team east, but Will Grier has been injured. So do they want West Virginia? Do they want Iowa State's crowd, who hasn't been to a bowl game? Do they want K-State, who brings a big crowd and has never been to a bowl game in Florida? Or do they go, hey, we got a chance to get the Longhorns,
right?
That brand, Texas, out here. All those things are in play. But likely those two bowls are taken by the other teams, and you move over to the Texas Bowl. K-State would be a team that they probably would like with the Wildcats latter part of the season. But we just went to the Texas Bowl last year, and they may have a chance to get the Longhorns. You'd assume they would pick the Longhorns, which throws you over to Memphis, and now you're getting to the most probable area. Would K-State go to Memphis or to Arizona? Is it the Liberty Bowl or the Cactus Bowl? And there I think you start saying Iowa State and K-State are almost mirrors of each other. Iowa State's season a little bit better with the win at Oklahoma, but K-State beat them head-to-head. The fans will both come in giant numbers, and they're likely to match up with the Missouri Tigers. So does the Liberty Bowl pick K-State or Iowa State? I don't know, but whichever one doesn't go there will go to Arizona and play probably Oregon or UCLA. So you see K-State versus Oregon or UCLA, or K-State versus maybe Missouri, mm-hmm. or Florida, K-State versus Notre Dame maybe. So I don't know why. I don't have a favorite scenario at all for K-State. There's not one that's perfect. And you know what? The good news is none of these scenarios are bad. Wherever K-State lands, there's a lot of positives. How would you like to have a rematch with Oregon in the Cactus
absolutely.
Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be fun. So really what I like about it, Wyatt, this is my editorial comment. You'll hear me on podcasts here at Learfield. You'll hear me on the radio at different places, and you'll hear me kind of bashing the college football playoff because there's only four teams. Needs to be more because there's five conference champions, et cetera. But I will say this. They deserve a lot of credit, Wyatt. Back in the old days, teams would be selected for bowl games 2 weeks before the season ended. Where would K-State's respect level have been, Wyatt, 2 weeks ago before they played Oklahoma State and Iowa State?
No
it's
doubt.
Completely wrong for football and the bowls to get going too quick and not let the season play out. Well, Wyatt, we've got the best scenario ever. The season will absolutely play to the last whistle before we can figure out what bowl we're going to. We can't even make a good guess today, this week, before the games are played. That really is the greatest compliment to the system, that K-State needs to wait till every game's played before they figure out where they go.
All right, to wrap it up, we talk some K-State men's basketball here. The Wildcats off to a 6-1 start to their season, a third-place finish last week out in Las Vegas, and then a win earlier this week at home against Oral Roberts, where, frankly, the Cats didn't play all that well. That leads us to a really big road game, the first true road game for the Cats on Sunday at Vandy. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network starting at 12:30. Stan, with the non-conference schedule being what it is this a must-win for Bruce Weber's Cats?
Well, I think you obviously can't use those words now because there's so much at play. But, Wyatt, when you look at indicators and probabilities and what you want from this basketball team to be an NCAA tournament team, this is the kind of game that we will be talking about and remembering when it gets to March.
Agreed.
Okay, so, yes, yeah. It is giant. A giant game. SEC opponent on the road. And you've used up your wiggle room in non-conference play because you lost by 2 points to Arizona State. We saw the game. We know how Arizona State played. We know how K-State played. But you know what? The committee and everyone evaluating will not spend 3 seconds worrying about that. It's just an L, loss. That's all it's going to be on the resume is K-State lost to Arizona State. So Vanderbilt's not a dominant basketball team. And K-State last year flirted with disaster when they went to Tennessee and didn't play well and lost to Tennessee. At the end of the season, K-State made it by a barely small minimum amount to make the NCAA tournament, right? They were in the play-in game.
Right.
One of the reasons why is because they went to Tennessee and didn't play well. If they would have won that Tennessee game, Wyatt, they wouldn't have been in a play-in game. That would have been a significant SEC road win over a team that I thought played pretty well in Tennessee, but maybe wasn't a giant factor in college basketball last year. Well, here we go. Heading back to Tennessee. And you know what, Wyatt? You know what I remember? Heading back to where my gut has been punched way too many times, Nashville. Everyone tells me how great Nashville is. Well, you know, I remember my first game in 1984 when
right.
we lost a close game to Vanderbilt, and it really hurt my senior season. I remember this year when K-State football lost to Vanderbilt. Man, we've been trying to get over that burden up until we upset Oklahoma State. It was hanging over us like a black cloud. So I'm hoping things turn around, Wyatt, because K-State basketball will have a little black cloud hanging over it as well. if it does not go on the road and win this game against Vanderbilt. And that's tough duty. As you know, Wyatt, you've been on the road. You respect it.
Yep.
You can say K-State's a better basketball team, but that doesn't mean they're likely to win a game. It's tough on the road. Vanderbilt will be excited. And what version of the Wildcats will we get? They're beginning to be a little bit up and down over the last four games or so. The best is plenty to beat Vanderbilt. But if they play like they did against ORU earlier this week, then they are not going to beat Vanderbilt. So what version of the Wildcats are going to show up? Big game, Wyatt. You know, I don't know if we can say must, but that word's close to slipping out of our mouth as the Wildcats head to Nashville.
Should be a good one. We'll have coverage, as mentioned, at 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. Not Saturday, but Sunday afternoon. And then the Cats right back at it at home on Tuesday against South Carolina Upstate. Well, that's going to wrap up the Wildcat podcast for this week. A service of BriggsAuto.com, the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats!
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation,